Hi, I'm Sophie, and welcome to this podcast on effective communication. In this episode, we're exploring handling anxiety and discomfort. Okay, so this is a really interesting topic because I really struggle with anxiety at work.
Okay, tell me an example. What happens?
I think the main situation where it comes in is when I'm in front of a group of people. I might be presenting something, or even just sometimes talking in a big group. I get these feelings in my tummy. I can't sometimes get my words out. I get a dry throat. I just don't know what to do in those moments other than run.
Right. And that makes you fairly normal in terms of the population. There are very few people I've ever met over my 20 plus years doing this who love standing in front of people. And I believe there is a primal reason for this, which is simply we have a predator-prey reaction that says when I've got lots of sets of eyes on me, I have like a predator-prey response, which is like I might get attacked. So there is something in us that's wired to perceive threat when we're being looked at by a whole group of people. So that part might well be normal. But also people often say they have their words clear in their heads. I know exactly what I'm going to say. And then I stand up or I have to go and give a presentation. And it tends to then just vanish until the moment I sit back down. And then when I sit back down, I'm like, well, why didn't I say this? And I had it all clear. So this is fairly kind of normal. So when this happens, how do you currently approach it?
If I really have to do it, I will just try and get through it as quickly as possible. Maybe not have eye contact with people. I kind of just try and not connect with anyone in the room, to be honest, and just hope that it's going to be over soon. And to be honest, I really try and get out of these engagements as much as possible. I know it's part of my job, but I really like kind of work that doesn't involve this. And so I sometimes get frustrated that it is part of my job. But yeah, so if I can't avoid it, I just crack on and hope it is over soon. But I also am a bit avoidant too.
Well, you've already described two or three things that people might notice that tells them that you're feeling anxious or discomfort. And again, maybe this is something where we can look at the solutions to cover. So firstly, when we talk really fast, it often looks like nervousness to people. So if I'm talking a little bit like this, like I want to get it all over with. So people often rush, and perhaps no surprise then that one of the recommendations is slow down, take a breath and pause. In fact, we're not even giving our brain a chance to catch up. So often when you're nervous and you talk fast, it's even harder to get the right words. And then we trip over our words and we don't find the right words, which makes us feel even more uncomfortable. So, you know, there's one aspect that you've already identified. The second thing you mentioned is to kind of get out of the way or not be seen. So it's quite common when we feel this way that people will either try and use PowerPoint as a bit of a support or a crutch. In other words, I put the slides on and then I go and hide and hope that everyone will look at the screen. And that does make things a bit easier. If everyone's looking at the screen, they're not looking at me. Certainly my anxiety level will drop. The problem is, in your experience, how interesting are PowerPoint presentations that you've sat and looked at? And for the most part, they just aren't. And really, you as the speaker have the best chance of being engaging and connecting with people. So when we go and kind of hide off in the corner, it's even harder for us to really connect with the audience. So if you take the contrast, so what would I then do? If you want to show up confidently, you would stand somewhere visible, you know, again, and fix your body in one place so that you're not jumping around or allowing those kind of anxious movers to come out and be seen by the audience. So the recommendations kind of will contrast against those things that you've just described, but that doesn't mean they're easy. They can actually be quite uncomfortable at first to get familiar with those at least.
Yeah, I mean, I can see myself trying to do this, but I just feel, I guess, will it ever go away? Like, will I ever not feel nervous doing these talks? Because it feels really grueling to get up there at the moment. I genuinely sometimes feel sick. So is this a muscle that I can sort of build, or am I just a nervous person forever?
Right. So different people have different experiences. So some people are generally less self-conscious about this, and some people are more self-conscious, and, you know, we find ourselves somewhere on the spectrum. Actually, there is risk at both ends of the spectrum. So at your end, it's not right that we should carry that level of anxiety. It's not healthy for us. You know, I often coach people who have sleepless nights. They come in with anxiety if they have a big presentation, let's call it that. But at the other end, people who have absolutely no anxiety at all often don't put much time and effort into the preparation. They often are failing to recognize the consequences if they don't do a great job. So trying to keep a group of people engaged and listening whilst you're presenting potentially quite dry topics, technical topics, shift briefings, updates, right? That's actually quite hard work. And so honestly, what I would say is a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of nervous energy is a healthy sign that you recognize, okay, there's risk and consequence here. I need to do a good job. So as long as it's not sort of debilitating and damaging your performance, I would be equally worried if I stood up and I had absolutely no anxiety, because you should be a little bit on edge. So don't wish it away. That's probably quite a helpful emotion to have.
That makes sense. And I guess over time, maybe my body might start to learn that it's not going to get eaten by a tiger. You know, it's not actually in risk by doing these presentations. Is that something that you see in people? Do they kind of, the more they do, the less sort of anxious they get?
Right. So let's try and kind of flip this on its head a little bit. When we get into our, right, I'm under threat here, what's happening is we are becoming self-conscious, right? So all your attention is turning in on yourself. And you start worrying, am I going to remember my words? How do I look? Where are my hands right now? Where am I standing? And your entire focus is on you. That's self-consciousness. But actually, if you're standing, communicating to a group of people, where does your focus need to be?
On the other.
On the others. So part of getting more comfortable, getting more familiar, letting go of some of those anxieties is recognizing human attention can't be easily split, right? We tend to have focus. We can only really focus on in one way. So if you're inward focus, you're going to get hyper aware of small things like my hands, my feet, my words. The more you focus on the audience and what they need and how they're responding and how they look and all of that, the less you're going to be self-aware and the more you'll find your natural flow. Right? And contrast this to, when was the last time that you were having dinner with some friends and chatting and you were suddenly like, oh, I've forgotten what I'm going to say. I don't know my next words. You know, this is, it just would never happen, right? Because you don't have that self-consciousness. You're just in the moment. So you already have the skills and the competency to speak comfortably and confidently. It's this effect when we're stood in front of people. In psychology, it's known as the spotlight effect. The spotlight effect is when you suddenly feel that the spotlight is on you, everyone's looking, everyone's thinking, and then we become self-conscious. And so this can be anything like a little while ago, I'd messed up shaving my beard and I had a very obvious line. And I stood up and all I could think about was how much of an idiot I looked because my beard wasn't straight. Now, here's the thing. Who do you think noticed the beard? Nobody noticed. So I'm so self-conscious because of the spotlight effect. It was like all over my thinking. But audiences are quite selfish generally, right? They're sat there worrying about themselves and their interests and how what you're saying is relevant to them. And so they don't really care about whether I've shaved my beard tidily or not. Right. And the more I can start to recognize it's not about me, which is actually quite a selfish thought in a way, like everyone's obsessed about my personal grooming and how I look. They're not. They're sat there going, well, you know, what are you saying? Why are you saying it? How does it matter to me? And the more you focus on that, the less you're going to worry about you. And generally, the better the communication will be.
Yeah, I feel more relaxed just hearing you say that. It's nice to think that like, the audience, the people that I'm talking to, aren't really thinking about me. I guess sometimes it feels like there's this inner critic in my mind that, and in those moments, it's just turned up so loudly that it just drowns out everything. But I can see that, yeah, just focusing the attention outwardly might help turn that down.
Well, let me give you a really simple tip. Next time you go to the cinema or theatre or something like that, go and stand right at the front, in front of that whole audience, and just stand there for a while and just notice what happens. Chances are the spotlight effect will land on you very quickly and you'll think, everyone's looking at me. Everyone's wondering why I'm here. And just call out what ridiculous thoughts those are and notice the emotions that rise in you. Because no one is sat in that audience caring about the one person at the front. And it's a really good place to just start to play with the emotions and get a bit more comfortable about it. And I do this, and even now I still get a bit anxious when I find myself there. And it's just a way of learning how to manage that state, because that's what happens when you stand in front of people, right? And I still get nervous. I was really shocked. A couple of weeks ago, I went and did read a children's book in my daughter's school. And I can offer no explanation, but I was crazy nervous when I sat in front of 25 five-year-olds to read a children's story. Like, I'm a professional speaker. I've been a professional speaker for nearly 25 years. And yet reading this book, my hands were sweaty. My anxiety was going. It was a really curious moment. And it made me realize there are still certain environments that are like alien to me that can still trigger all of those same anxieties. So, you know, we can improve, but really it's about, it'll always come up. You'll always find times where you're feeling anxious. And the art of this is about learning the self-management techniques so that it doesn't overwhelm you, right? So that you can stay as grounded as you can be and really focus on the needs of the audience and not worry so much about yourself.
Okay, Chris, I feel like I'm ready to go and try this out. But what would be your top tips?
So the traditional view is get your mindset right and then the body and the behavior follows, right? So get in the right headspace. But actually, some research by Amy Cuddy discovered that you can go in the other direction. In other words, you may not always be able to get your mindset right, but we can get our body posture and stance right. And if we get our body posture and stance right, it affects our mindset. She calls it power posing. And if you Google search Amy Cuddy power posing, there's a TED talk. There's quite a lot of literature around this. But what she says is get the stance right. And when you start getting your stance and your body language right, it tells your body, oh, okay, I must be confident because I'm stood confidently. And so the starting point for me would be fix your feet in the ground and don't wander around. Don't wobble or move, just stand still. Now, that's going to feel pretty unnatural because in life we don't normally stand still, but that is what power posing, standing nice and still. So feet about shoulder width apart, hips fixed in the middle. And then breathe slowly and calmly and speak slower than what you feel is necessary and speak a bit louder than what you feel is necessary. Now, when you're speaking slowly and loudly and your body isn't moving or wobbling around, you can use your hands for sure. That tells your psychology, it's like, I must be confident because I'm standing confidently, I'm talking confidently. And it's almost like a trick. But somehow then you will start to feel better. And as you start to feel better, you're going to become a bit less self-conscious. You'll be able to focus more on the audience and you'll find flow. Once you find flow, you stop thinking. Once you stop thinking, everything just takes care of itself. We don't worry about that. So my top tip is always get your stance, your physical state right first and really focus on that, because that's what tends to tell both you and the audience that I'm nervous or anxious.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.